Oi sat beside her, ears cocked, looking into the fire as if mesmerized. Susanna kept expecting Roland to object, to tell her to stop feeding the damn thing and start letting it burn down for her father's sake. But he didn't. He only sat with his disassembled guns before him, oiling the pieces. When the fire grew too hot, he moved back a few feet. His shadow danced a skinny, wavering Kamala in the firelight. "Can you stand one or two more nights of cold?" he asked her at last. She nodded.
"If I have to."
"Once we start climbing toward the snowlands, it will be really cold," he said. "And while I can't promise you we'll have to go fireless for only a single night, I don't believe it'll be any longer than two."
"You think it'll be easier to take game if we don't build a fire, don't you?"
Roland nodded and began putting his guns back together.
"Will there be game as early as day after tomorrow?"
"Yes."
"How do you know?"
He considered this, then shook his head. "I can't say, but I do."
"Can you smell it?"
"No."
"Touch their minds?"
"It's not that either."
She let it go. "Roland, what if Mordred sends the birds against us tonight?"
He smiled and pointed to the flames. Below them, a deepening bed of bright red coals waxed and waned like dragon's breath. "They'll not come close to thy bonfire."
"And tomorrow?"
"Tomorrow we'll be further from Le Casse Roy Rouse than even Mordred can persuade them to go."
"And how do you know that?"
He shook his head yet again, although he thought he knew the answer to her question. What he knew came from the tower. He could feel the pulse of it awakening in his head. It was like green coming out of a dry seed. But it was too early to say so.